Tonight's shir, Simen Yud Gimel, Sif Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Simen Yud Gimel, Dinei Tzitzis B'Shabbos, Talochs Tzitzis on Shabbos, Sif Aleph. Abba Tzitzios Ma'akfin Ze'ezeh. The four tzitzis each need each other. She'koz man she'ein bo kol ha'aba enem mitzitz kechasa. If you don't have all four properly string or strung, then you're not doing the mitzvah. And if you wore it outside on Shabbos in a Shus HaRabim, you'd be carrying and Chayav Chatas. Ayan lakamans mishanaf se'if lamachas. Mishtabura sefkot alf. Zeh ezeh. The four tzitzios ama'akiv shakulam heim mitzvah achas. That's all one mitzvah. V'mnechselo afilo tzitzis achas havikol hidlo b'chal. If you're missing even one, it's as if you didn't put any strings at all. Obita legamiho esi the tzitzis, and you've totally negated the mitzvah. So it's not like you get partial credit. It's an all or nothing thing. Sifkan beis reshus harab, and if you did not have your dal kanfas with tzitzis properly, and you would go out and reshus harab on Shabbos, the reshus harabim ulakarmlis osmid abon. Now the mechaber says, for reshus harab there's a chiyav chatas, that's a public domain on a Torah level. If it's a karmelis, which is a public domain on a rabbanon level, then it's asmid abonon. It's asmid abonon to go out with a talis katan or talis that's not properly strung. For who adin the kol shar psulim, this is true of any other psul that would invalidate the tzitzis gagon. Shebeget sasum rubo. Let's say the garment was sewn and closed under the opening of the arm most of the way down. Or maybe you put the tzitzis strings in the wrong location. Either the hole was higher than three espaos from the edge, or maybe closer to the edge, within the distance of the knuckle to the end of the thumb. Or anything similar to these problems. Maybe the whole garment is smaller than the prescribed size described in Siman Design. In any of these scenarios, since the tzitzis are possible, you cannot wear it even in a karmelis drabanon on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Ubeged shepesuach chetzio betzimtzum. A garment that's exactly half sewn up and half open. So from the part hanging to the corners, it's half the length of the garment. The other half is sewn up. Ayin le'el b'simen yud mishtaburah sefkan chav zayin. Look back at simen yud in the mishtaburah sefkan chav zayin. So the halacha is described before that if it's exactly b'tzimtzum, so you can't wear it, if it's 50-50, you can't wear it in a shus harab on Shabbos. But the mishtaburah brings that if it's a karmelis, rabbanon, you could be mekel. He brings from shittas that in the karmelis you could be lenient. Se'if katan gimel chayiv chatas. So if the tzitzis are not properly attached to the beged, and you'd wear it outside shas harabim on Shabbos, zechiv chatas. Why is zechiv chatas? Davin masui, he's carrying a burden machmas at tzitzis on his son because of the remaining tzitzis rings. The einam b'teil gavi beged, and they are not part of the beged. The chutit tzitzis chashivihem below b'ti. The tzitzis strings are significant and are not considered insignificant to the garment. Even if the other strings were possible, as long as some of the strings are kosher, so his mind is on those, and they are significant and not bottle. Unless you have a situation where all the strings are cut to the knot, you don't have 4 centimeters, you don't have kedei aniva, so then b'teilim him lebeg, and then they are insignificant because they're not kosher. Alkin, therefore, im noda lo darvizeh b'shabbos, if he realizes this on Shabbos, because you'll hush his ram when he's in a public place, and sarach lifshar place, he doesn't have to think of his talis in that scenario. So essentially, what the Mishnah Berurah is saying is that when your tzitzis are made properly, so then the tzitzis strings are serving a purpose with the garment, they're making it the fulfillment of the mitzvah of putting tzitzis on your four-cornered garment, you're fulfilling the mitzvah, and everything is good. But once you're dealing with the psul, and you're not fulfilling the mitzvah, so now, the kosher strings are significant to me. I want those strings. But they're not doing anything as far as the mitzvah is concerned. So I'm just carrying them. If the tzitzis strings were cut to the point that there are no strings that are of any use to me, so then vaitu goes back to being bottled to the beged. For instance, if I have a loose thread sticking out of my jacket, that's not carrying on Shabbos. It's irrelevant. It's bottled to the beged. Insignificant threads attached to your clothes are not going to be carrying on Shabbos because they're insignificant. That's the whole nature of being insignificant. It's bottled to the beged. But the fact that the tzitzis string is a good string that I need and I want, so now it creates a problem for me that I'm carrying it. You know, they talk about a button, an extra button inside your shirt or inside a jacket. So the post can say that it's not considered carrying if I don't need it. It's bottled to the beged. It's part of the beged. But let's say I lose a button and I need that extra button. All of a sudden, that button takes on a special significance. But it's not being used as a button right now. Now it's just sewn onto my garment. That's carrying. That's considered carrying. It's not bottled to the beged anymore. There's another halakha, they say, if you have the loops that hold your belt on your trousers. So that's not carrying. They're part of your trousers. What if one of them rips and it's hanging loose? So if I intend to fix it, I need that loop, then it's carrying. Because it's not bottle. If it's insignificant and I'm not touching it, it stays that way and I'm not going to care less, then it's bottle to the beggar. Because I want that buckle, I want that loop, I'm going to sew it back up afterwards, that becomes a problem of carrying on Shabbos.
In the case of the belt, loop, he's got to wear pants. So what does he do if he realizes that it broke on Shabbos?
He'd wear a different pair of pants.
No, but it's happening. He's coming home from shul. He's
and on the way home,
he's
back to cover the brius. I imagine he won't go without a straight light. Or you have in mind, I'm not going to fix it.
Ever.
You make up your mind, I'm not fixing it. See, if base. In he mitzuyetzis kehilchasa, when it sits this is made proper, mutu let's say sposhus arabim. You can wear it out in the public place. Bein talas kotan, bein talas godel, whether it's a small, large, afilu bizman hazesh, even without techeles, it's not a problem of carrying. Rak shalo yemunach lo al ksefa, but you can't wear it outside on your shoulders. Meaning to say, you're not even wearing it. You just fold it up on your shoulder. That you can't do. It has to be worn. Now, if we don't know, we can assume the talus is properly strong with tzitzis. It's not required to examine it before you go outside to make sure you're not going to end up carrying.
Why?
You go with the assumption that it's fine.
It's such an easy thing to do. Why would you do it? Doesn't make sense.
That's the halacha. The halacha is the chazaka. Right. We have extra machmer for that. That's the whole form we said before. Why do I have to check it for the bracha? Check it to be as the mitzvah. No, we're more losisa is more wacham. Mishtabur sevkandal mutu lotzeis. It's permitted to go outside in a shesarabim with a properly strong talis. Afilu belayla, even at night. The lazman tzitzis. So it's not a time for tzitzis. Mishum denoy hu lebeged. It's a part of the beged. It's a noy for the beged. It makes the beged beautiful. Even talisas that are not made from wool, even according to those opinions that if it's not wool, it's not chayv d'iraisa only d'abanan. The tzitzis strings are beautifying the beged because the ma'isa needs the tzitzis. It makes no difference if the din vaday is d'iraisa or d'abanan. This is not like the case of the garment that's sewn half closed, half open. The pasuk b'shulchan aruch le'el simen yud siv zayin. Then yotzim b'shabbos. The mechaber says in simen yud, you can't wear it on Shabbos. Tahasim chiyuv who rak mitzat safik. There, it's a safik chiyuv. Pimigodim or sechaim lo kashav yakiv. Achmasas yishagam elos tamid. Kasim b'shitz kiv v'asayir like the pimigodim or sechaim. That there, it's only chiyuv safik as opposed to this case where it's an absolute chiyuv. It's a chiyuv vada. Mishnebura sevkan hey techeles. You could ask the question: why am I allowed to wear a talus today in a shus aram? I don't have techeles. The kaimlan had techeles for lavan imak v'zezer. The pshat is techeles and lavan, the blue string and the white are not ma'ak of each other. It says isim oso goes in each one, and ma'mela you can fulfill the mitzvah with all lavan. Sivkarvav al kseifav, you can't go outside in a shisarabim with your talis folded up, hang over your shoulder. Does lo havi tachshit elamasi? That's not an adornment. That's not like a cape or a garment. That's a burden. The ends of derech levisha. It's not how you wear it on a weekday. Miu imiskasev of gufosag. But if I cover most of my body with it, that would be okay. Vayana come on simin shen alef. We'll talk more about this in simin shen alef. So this is always an issue that garments you can wear in a shusar rabin derech levisha in the normal way. If someone has a sweat jacket and they decide to tie it around their waist, you can't go out in Shabbos with sarong like that. It's carrying. It's not the normal derech. That's not the way you wear it. You wear it with your arms to the shoulders. Wearing a jacket over your shoulders and your hands that go through the sleeves. So same thing. The person can say, that's carrying on Shabbos. You can't do that. If you have an Erev, it's without an Erev, you put your hands through the sleeves. To drape a jacket over your shoulders and walk down, that's not derech levishas. That's not the way it's usually worn. Sivkat zayin. Koidim sheyetze bay. You don't have to check the strings before you step outside. Why? You checked it in the morning when you made a bracha. It was full and perfect then. So even if you took it off in between, we don't assume that it ripped or tore between the time you daven shacharis and now that you're putting it on. From this we can show that one should check his tzitzis on Shabbos. The Bach writes this as well. People are not careful with this. Look at the Be'er Halacha. So one of the answers we've given is that you could check your tzitzis Masei Shabbos when you put them away. Your talis, you should check your talis. Not if it's talis gadol, but talis gadol, you could check before you put it away and make sure it's fine. So then by next Shabbos, you don't have to check it in the morning. Se'if Gimel. If noida loy b'Shabbos, kishu b'karmelis, shetalos olof pasul, if he finds out on Shabbos, he's in a karmelis, a mishas aram d'abonim, and he finds out that the talis is pasul, loy yisirenim olof, don't take it off, ad she'agia lebeisa, until he gets home. The gadol kavod habrius. This is where you say, kavod habrius overrides, and just leave it on. So we're going to stop over here. Take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Sifkan Ches, the Shabbos. He finds it on Shabbos while he's wearing his talis in the Kamalis. Let's say he knew before Shabbos and he forgot to put the tzitzis in. Near Gam came look and see him. It would seem that we would not find him. We have a similar case in Shinun He in the Ramah Sif Gimel. Hechad the Shachru lo Erev, where they forgot to make an Erev Chatzeres by the basic Kisei. Ayin Shem look over there. We say Kavod Abrius is Doicha, and that overrides. Sifka and Tas Kishuhu be Kamalis. He's in a Kamalis. Hu Malkum Shesham in Isur Tiltul Rak Midabon. Kamalis is a place where carrying is only Asa Midabon. Well, a Kach in Sirch LaHasan. That's why he doesn't have to take it off. The Kavod Abrius Doicha is Midabon. The Kavod Abrius that he shouldn't go without a stalis overrides the Isdabon. The Alpha Gav that sits as mitzvah to say the Araisa. Now there is a mitzvah Araisa that puts sits on the Begad. Ud Araisa lo dachinam le Kavod Abrius. And there's no pushing aside a mitzvah Araisa because of Kavod Abrius. We call Malcolm Shori, still this is okay. The Omer Taira lo still bash Begad lo tzitzis. The Torah never says don't wear a garment without tzitzis. Rak mitzvahs essay lahatabot tzitzis. Rather, it's a mitzvah to put the tzitzis strings in the garment. V'kivin chen yochel lahatabot tzitzis b'Shabbos, and since on Shabbos you can't do that. Ein oivim mitzvahs essay, so you're not violating the mitzvahs essay. Ve'en lavak yisid rabbonim, just nisid rabbonim. V'kachutim nekvod abiyas, therefore kavod abiyas kicks in, and that overrides, and sirch lifshut atalas, and you don't have to take it off. Avol b'rishus harabim shumin atayah, but if he's in the Torah d'rishus harabim, tzarech lifshut fashtoy, he's got to take it off. Bein talis gadol, bein talis katan, whether it's the big talis, the small talis, va'afilim yishar oimid arum adezeh, he's got nothing on underneath, it makes no difference. Shein kavod habriyas doicha isid yirais kezeh b'chol gavi. Kavod habriyas does not push aside such an isid yirais. Will come on b'chol Shabbos, and may Hashem yispa'er. Later, when we get to Hilchos Shabbos, Hashem will clarify Yesh machloikis in bezman hazeh. Yesh tonu dinu shesh rabim. Today, is there such a thing as a shesh rabim? That's a machloikis. Bezman hazeh, is everything a karmelis? Or you can actually find the shesh rabim deraisa. And in most cases, the Mishnah Brura is leaning to be machmer. Even though he brings shitas who say that there's no such thing today, but many times he says, like, don't be so sure, so to speak. One should be careful. V'nir dim hagodil hu salim. V'apsuhu rakbanav. So let's say you have a situation where the tzitzis rips and he's in a reshusarab diraisa scenario. And the wound up parts and the knots are all fine. The psul is only in the anaf. So in this case, we can invoke the sheet of the ri that the tzitzis are kosher. You don't have to take it off right away. So let's go home quickly. Because there is a sheet that says it's good. According to the ri, it's not possible when the gedil is still there. Now, I couldn't put that on to walk out on Shabbos, that we said before. If you had a beged that was missing the anaf and only had the gedil, we're not somech on the ri to go out on Shabbos. That was before Shmish Dibur. On Shabbos, you don't go out with that. You don't wear beged like that on Shabbos. But this is the reverse case. You are out, and it is Shabbos. So now, as covered abrius, I can be somech on the ri and want to get home quickly and leave it on until I get home. Then I'll take it off right in the middle of the street. Sivka anyut, posel. If he's in a karmelis, he finds out in the karmelis that the talis is posel. But it's a little bit to say, bein shenifsek lo gam ken a talis v'nas is bas shalosh. The whole corner could be cut off. He has three corners now. Bein shenifsek lo ach mitzitzis v'vat, or maybe it's one of the strings were torn off completely. If I feel like for posel b'shash yotzim v'eso, and perhaps it was even posel when he left the house. But when he put it on, he didn't realize. Lo kansinle, there's no kanas. The gadol covered the beers overrides. Fafila b'talis gadol shalonush ain on an organ lilbo shasol kol hayom. And our talis gadol, we don't wear all day. Elabes that tefila shem mitzvah. We just wear it when we daven for the mitzvah. But that could be zuba hasaras. It's not considered a disgrace to take it off. Gamkin in tzurich lahasir. He does not have to take it off. The lo plug abonim bin talis the talis. Once the chum said I'll cover the beers and he's the talis on, it makes no difference which talis. Is not convinced about this point, and the notes on the side explain that since Chazal didn't just say go ahead and wear a talis that sits in a karmelis, they said as kavra brius you have an issue. So with our talisos that it's not a good night to take it off, he holds there's no heter to wear it, and you can't say lo pluga ban. So that's the shot. Do you say lo pluga? You don't say lo pluga. But one of the main points here is this is an issue of Hotzah. It's not an issue of the biddle of the mitzvah to say, because the Torah didn't say it's usher with a beggar, it's a mitzvah to make it. I'm Shabbos, I can't make it. So I'm an oinus as far as that's concerned.